This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Denver is tapping its backup funds to pay for legal settlements. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports those payouts are largely from police misconduct cases.
Since the George Floyd protests of 2020, Denver has been settling excessive force and civil liberties cases related to police violence against protesters. The city sets aside $2 million a year for legal settlements, but this year, Denver's expected to spend $5 million. And most of that will come from the city's contingency funds, money set aside each year for unexpected costs. It is unclear if the city will be dipping into this fund again later this year for future settlements. I'm Kyle Harris, Denver.
Two women were rescued from a technical mountain climbing route in Telluride on Saturday night. San Miguel Sheriff's Office says they were from out of state and had never attempted what's called a Via Ferrata route before. Those routes usually include ladders and cables. The women had no food or water and called rescuers after trying to descend through the Box Canyon. Rescuers rappelled them down, and then last year a guide died at a Via Ferrata in Idaho Springs. A new partnership in the Roaring Fork Valley is making it easier and cheaper to visit two of Colorado's most famous mountains, the Maroon Bells. Local libraries in Basalt, Glenwood Springs, and Pitkin County are now offering free daily shuttle passes for up to four people. Passes are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Mike Russell, KRCC.